be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swine herds ran away. When they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus came to expel the demons. And some of the times there are the demons that we see that are palpable, and some of the times there are the other demons. And Jesus sometimes goes two for one or more. So the demons were ferociously attacking these two men. And they were so fierce that nobody could pass by the road. But Christ came by. They recognized him. And in response to their plea, he sent them into this herd of swine. In another of the Gospels, about 300 pigs. And you see the ferocity of the demons such that the whole herd rushed to their death. It shows you exactly what the devil was trying to do within these two men in leading them to destruction. But at the same time, what the Lord was doing in that expelling was to try to exorcise another demon. As soon as the swine herds ran to the town and the whole town came up to meet Jesus, it was quite clear that they weren't happy to see him. They weren't rejoicing over the cure of these two men. They weren't rejoicing that they now had a road free. They were lamenting what had been lost in these pigs that had died. They had put too much of an attachment there. So some of the times what the Lord himself does is he wants to exorcise our attachments that get in the way of charity toward God and toward others. In the first reading today, we have that scene with Sarah in one of the ugliest passages in the book of Genesis. She was jealous. She had been the one who had given Hagar to Abraham when they just didn't think that the promises would be fulfilled, when she didn't have that faith. And yet, despite what should have been her ebullient joy over finally having a son after her sterility, soon as she saw Ishmael playing with her son, being kind, being charitable, all the rest of it, she just wanted him out of the picture. But in response to that diabolical envy, God worked an even greater good in the life of Hagar. Sent off as a single mom with alimony of a few pieces of bread and a small sack of water, what the Lord was actually doing for her is what he had done for Abraham, helping her not to place her trust in Abraham and his provisions, but in the Lord and in the Lord's providence. It would only be through this means, as she went, like Abraham had left Ur, to a place that the Lord would show. She herself would go through the desert to the place that the Lord would essentially reveal. And it was when she thought she had hit rock bottom and just couldn't stand seeing her son die of dehydration, it's then that the Lord came and expelled that demon of the lack of a relationship with the Lord, a lack of trust, in order to supplant it. And the Lord would bless her and bless Ishmael thereafter. St. Anthony Maria Zecharia, whom we celebrate today. In the 1500s, at the time of the Protestant Reformation, and all of the evil that had taken place in the church, especially through the lack of morality, and all the evil that was expanding precisely because of trying to change doctrine and not just the failure to live by moral teaching. He was one of those that the Lord chose up to cast out that evil spirit. Fundamentally, he did it through solid preaching and through bringing people back to true adoration of the Lord. Pope Francis likes to say that Eucharistic adoration exposes our demons, exposes our idols. If we truly worship the Lord, we recognize that our life is centered on Him. But when there's a hesitancy in us, when there's even, for example, mocking of the Blessed Sacrament on the one side, but where we begin to put lots of other things before the Lord, we begin to see what our idols are. And so St. Anthony Zecharia wanted very much to help the Lord bring people back to true faith and true worship, and he did. But how'd the Lord do it? He didn't do it in the easy way, because not everybody was responding to his word through the Barnabites. What he did was he sent the plague to Milan. And at the same time St. Charles Borromeo was working so hard, so was the saint we celebrate today. And it was through needing to turn to the Lord against the plague, it's through having to make peace on one's deathbed, it's through having to make the choice whether you're going to be a good Samaritan and cross the road, or whether you're going to walk by the other side, that the Lord was able to expel many demons there in Milan. Today, as we come forward on this feast of St. Anthony, let us ask the Lord, as we prepare to worship and receive Him here, to crush whatever idols there are in our life, to be grateful for those times so that we might grow in love of Him, that He has cast our own swine into the sea, that He Himself has taken away our various crutches so that we might totally depend on Him. Let us thank Him for all those times, and let us ask Him in our own day to be signs for our age so that He can continue His exercising and sanctifying work. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.